What's up, this is Shad.
Hey, it's Seamus from Monomyth.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Jill Barber.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffians.
Hey, this is Sherman Downey.
Hey, this is Chad Van Galen, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Edman and Brian Cleveland.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20, counting down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland is out this week. We're going to do the countdown for you, get an interview coming up as well. And Stephen Carlick's going to join us in this hour and the next hour of the program, as he does every week, plus the top 20 in there. We've got some albums entering the charts, pretty high entrances this week, and some albums below the top 20 also entering the charts. We'll talk about those a little later in the program. If you're wondering where we get the charts, well, I've already told you, earshot-online.com, and here's what you'll find if you go to that website. It's the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week at that website, and you'll find the national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So head on over there and also get in contact with us online. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the way of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. It's all very exciting. We're happy to do that. In this hour of the program, we're talking with Mike Farrell of International Zombies of Love. He's on the road doing some shows, and he'll be in St. John. He'll also have some dates coming up later on in 2014. So look for that, and the interview is really great. You'll hear a song from his newest release as well. We've got the first 10 of the top 20 coming up for you, and in the next hour of the program, you're going to hear from a few entrances. We've got a re-entrance from Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens. We have Old Crow Medicine Show creeping back into the charts after dropping to 32 last week. Spoons makes a debut at number 12, and then above that, Cold Specs in at number 8, making an entrance. Jenny Lewis in at number 5, and then some movement within the top 5 as well, but number 1 staying the same for a second week in a row. You can probably guess who that is. I won't tell you, though. If you want to be surprised, I'll keep it on the down low until we get there. How's that sound? Sounds good. Let's kick it all off right now and let you know what's coming in your number 20 spot. And that is Effed Up, dropping from number 12. They've almost fallen off the charts, but they're still hanging on. Their album is titled Glass Boys. You're going to hear a song called Led by Hand. In after that, as I mentioned, re-entering the charts at number 19, Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens, their album titled Cold World. And you're going to hear a song called Humble Me. And following that, at number 18, up from 32 the week before, Old Crow Medicine Show, the album titled Remedy, you're going to hear a song called Brushy Mountain Conjugal Trailer. It all kicks off right now with your number 20 this week, Effed Up, Led by Hand. Stick around, it's the Earshot 20.
We'll be right back.
Earshot 20. Number 19.
What you made of. When I start to ask you all kinds of fancy things, things you never had a lot, things you can't bring. Don't be afraid to
unbundle me.
Hold on. Don't let me forget about who I am. When I start demanding more than the rest, when I start demanding y'all, I didn't get the best. But it reminds on his feet. Don't be afraid to
unbundle me.
Hold on.
Unbundle me.
Hey. Don't let me forget alone who I am. Every day I need you for my guide.
Unbundle me.
Don't ever let me get too high so I can pass you by. No, no.
Unbundle me.
I need you by my side. Yes, I do.
Unbundle me.
Help me to show love everywhere I go.
Unbundle me.
Keep me every day
by. Earshot 20. Number 18.
Go trailer. conjugal trailer.
Give me a slide out double wide class A trailer. Wrap it up and razor wire, take it to the jailer. Hurry up, honey, cause the hangman's down. I wanna dive a little before I put my jumpsuit on. Wah, wah.
That was Brushy Mountain Conjugal Trailer, Old Crow Medicine Show, in the charts at number 18 this week. And before that, at number 19, Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens with a song called Humble Me. And kicking off that set, the first set of three, was Effed Up with a song called Led by Hand. A quick break from the charts now as we chat with Toronto-based songwriter and performer Mike Farrell, who is the brains behind the musical project International Zombies of Love. Mike joins us on the phone. Welcome to the Earshot 20.
So psyched to be here, Anthony. Really happy to be on the line, man.
So what made you start this project and move away from maybe doing your other solo things and start working on International Zombies of Love?
You know. I was in rock and roll for a very long time, and as anybody knows, it's been on the road. I mean, the life could be wild, which is great, but can also be tiring. But more importantly, it was an artistic thing. It's like, rock and roll, I find, though I love it, and I would like to say I still kick ass at it, and I would also say that rock and roll is part of what International Zombies of Love is. But I found that the idiom itself was just constricting, you know? It was The Pariahs, my previous project, did really well, and kind of street rock, two guitars, bass, lots of act, aggression, beer spilling constantly. But, you know, there's tons more that I write and have always been interested in. And performed that just didn't suit that project. And I was just sort of, you know, time for a change.
And under International Zombies of Love, you recently released You've Heard This Wish. What was the recording process like for that album?
Well, it's very different than the first album. Sort of the first album was sort of the start of the entire project. And it was I did different tracks here and there, started doing some festival appearances and getting some producers online for different songs, and it sort of evolved over a period of really months and took many years, a couple of years to get going until it came out. This one was, You Heard This Wish was done, it was like 2 or 3 weeks in total of studio time, including mixing, and we're done. So, it was done in fits and starts, but much more collaborative. This was, the two people I work with the most are Art Woods, my friend and drummer, percussionist, beats guy, and then a guy called Sean Beresford, who's our multi-instrumentalist on the strings guy. And in previous efforts, I sort of brought them in here and there, but on this one, it was like we were all in there arranging on the go, collaborating on the go, and making mixing decisions on the go. So it's more of a band album, I'd say, even though it is all my material. It's really, you know, I love working with different people, in particular those two guys.
And that kind of leads into my next question, because I read that you play solo, duo, and even trio configurations. How does that affect the dynamic and the songs when you're performing them, and, you know, from going from solo to then having, you know, those two with you play? How does that affect the way that it's performed and the songs themselves?
Good question, because it really is totally different. It's like triple the work, but triple the fun, and allows me as a project, and it's, you know, it's indie land, so it's you want to say yes as much as you can, but sometimes people have other obligations, work, and other projects, and not everybody can get their whatever together to tour. So, for instance, so I love it because it allows me a lot of dexterity. In terms of the sound, your question, it's like it totally changes the dynamics. So, for instance, when it's solo, it comes right down to the material I even pick for a set, right? You know, there's some tracks that everyone wants to hear, but it's going to be a different kind of reflection when I'm doing it solo. I'm bashing away on the synthesizer like a mad scientist, or versus when I'm, you know, it's more of a band format and we got drums and guitars and all that. So, for instance, for this tour out here in East Coast, it's a duo config. It's me and Art out on the road right now as we speak, we're incorporating a lot more sort of triggered drums and really interesting kind of patches from the 80s and the loops and all that kind of good stuff. So that's definitely something that's becoming part of it. And I would say in the future, duo tends to be a lot of the... We can do this duo a heck of a lot more than we can do the trio. So when we take this act on the road, it's going to be probably more of the what we like to call the enhanced duo experience. But back to your question, it's like it totally changes it. You have to like basically rehearse differently and choose material differently for each one of those configs.
And it also offers a unique dynamic in the sense that you know that you can do something different with each of these songs. So it does allow you that flexibility in terms of being booked as a solo artist, but then as a duo. And even if you are able to get the trio together, you get to play as kind of a more fuller band. So it does offer a unique dynamic in the sense that this becomes more of an opportunity for you to get out there and have your music heard by different audiences.
I agree completely. I love it. Access, as we all know in the modern media sphere for music, access and volume of appearances is what counts, right? It's just being out there. And so it allows me and the project just to live longer and reach more people quicker. From an artistic perspective, what I really love about it is that it allows, it's dynamic. It's like three different ways to treat a song that I love, for instance. That's exciting to me. You know, you certainly don't get bored doing that, and, you know, this project's got so many legs on a national level and charting and stuff that I'm not getting bored at all. It's very exciting. But another thing is it allows you to sometimes get a sense of, like, you know, it forces the wheat to separate from the chaff in terms of the material you got. Like, you know, a great song should perform well under any circumstances, arrangement-wise, right? And if it doesn't, then maybe we take a look at that and look at it differently or arrange it differently.
Well, you mentioned that you're on the road, and if you're listening to this program live in St. John, New Brunswick, as it broadcasts for the first time on Friday, August the 15th, you're going to be able to see International Zombies of Love in St. John here with Little You, Little Me on August 19th, which is next Tuesday. Tonight, they are in Halifax at Gus Pub. Last night, they played at the Governor in Sydney, Nova Scotia. And then on Wednesday, they will be at Resto Bar Le Deck in Edmundston, New Brunswick. And Mike, you mentioned that there is more dates on the horizon as well. Are you working on new material for this to start working on maybe a new release as well?
We are. I always am, and it's my I've always written it, and now with, you know, the momentum that this project has, and I kind of operate good. You know, if people are responding well to it, it makes me work even harder. So, yeah. In fact, on tour right now, there's two or three tracks that'll definitely be in the set at every one of our appearances that aren't on any recording yet, and definitely slated for probably some sort of release in 2015. Either, you know, we might do one-offs online and then build to an album. We might do an EP. I haven't really decided yet. But, yeah, it's really exciting. So, for sure, new material happening all the time.
Well, make sure you get out and check them out. And if you want more from International Zombies of Love, visit izol.bandcamp.com. Mike, thanks very much for chatting with us.
A pleasure, Anthony. Thanks a lot, everybody. Earshot 20, you rule.
Here is International Zombies of Love in an Earshot Extra spot this week, and the charts continue after that. So stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
Nobody knows the land is gonna turn you into a debater. Nobody knows it like the shit you got, and then they say they'll call you later. Nobody knows the road to right or wrong is gonna wind up in devotion. Nobody knows the water that you're in won't bring you back the ocean. Nobody knows the life you're in tonight is gonna make you a frustrator. Nobody says it like you got an embassy to call you later. And it's a fool who thinks the road you run is gonna wind up in devotion. Nobody knows the water that you're in is gonna bring you back the ocean. Well, it's long gone, a letter from that war, in the streets, in the life where you live. Nobody knows that that's the way to get to be a big belater. Nobody says you like the shit you got, then they say they'll call you later. Nobody knows the road to right or wrong is gonna wind up in devotion. Nobody knows the water that you're in and wanna bring you back the ocean. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 17.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Hey, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, and in studio alone this week as Brian is out, we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Well into it now, and right there, you just heard Graze at number 16 this week, down from number 13 the week before their album, if anything. The song was called Chick Singer, and before that was Viet Cong. They're at number 17, up from number 34, so a re-entrance into the charts with their album titled Cassette. You heard a song called Static Wall, and it all kicked off with International Zombies of Love. Thanks very much to Mike Farrell. And you heard a song called Nobody Knows. If you want more on them, again, it is izol.bandcamp.com, and they will be in a few areas around the Maritimes and beyond coming up, and then some more dates will be in the future for that project of Mike's. So look out for that. All right, we're going to take a break from the countdown and head to the phone lines as we do every week. We've got some music news for you, and it comes fresh from Exclaim. You can check out that website, exclaim.ca. Stephen Karlick, our friend, senior editor over there, is joining us online. Stephen, as always, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
And we're going to kick things off today with a story that actually piqued my interest as soon as I read the headline, and that is that the record industry is going to try and adopt a standard worldwide release day for new albums. So does that mean it's going to be, here is the day that you can release everything?
Yeah, well, so anyone who is an avid music fan or an avid music buyer will know that new release days are Tuesdays. Every Tuesday, all the new releases come out. You go to the record store and check them out. What is changing is that they may move. It's Monday in the UK and it's Friday in Australia right now. They might move all 3 days to Friday worldwide, which they say may come into effect in July 2015, according to Billboard. The major labels are apparently all on board, along with the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry and the Recording Industry Association of America, although some sources are reporting that the deal isn't yet set in stone. The main reason for the change is to cut down on piracy. Under the current system, even if an album doesn't leak before its release date, it comes out a few days early in other parts of the world and ends up on the internet, particularly when it comes to Australia, where they come out on Friday. So it would solve some things for the record industry. That being said, of course, there are downsides. It might be more difficult for artists to do territory-specific release day promotions, and some stores are opposed to Fridays because they feel that Monday and Tuesday releases help encourage sales throughout the week. So nothing is confirmed yet, but it's a story definitely to keep up on as it develops.
Yeah, and I would say that even though it may cut down a bit on piracy, you're still going to have those who purchase the record and then turn around and upload it to the internet anyway.
Right. I mean, the difference is that if it comes out the same day everywhere, people will all hear it the same day, rather than people might have to wait until Tuesday, except that it comes out Friday in Australia. So by Saturday, it's all over the internet.
Right. Well, we'll continue to watch that for sure. Move on now, and Chris Walla has quit Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah, sad news for anyone who is a Death Cab fan, me included. It was released that Chris Walla, the co-founder of the band and obviously longtime member, he produced every single album the band has released up to this date, has quit the band. In a letter issued through Seattle paper The Stranger, Walla announced that his last show will be on September 13th. His remaining dates with the group will be played. He didn't exactly explain why he's calling it quits, but there are no hard feelings, and he has profusely thanked his bandmates, fans, labels, collaborators, and everybody else. The short version, he said in the letter, quote, "I'm leaving Death Cab for Cutie. My last show with the band will be September 13th, 2014, at the Rifflandia Festival in Victoria, BC. I hope you guys can make it." So sad news are for fans of the band, but the producer will continue. He is going to do some solo stuff. And the band themselves wish him well. They say, quote, "We will miss Chris and wish him all the best in the next chapter of his career." Meanwhile, the band have a new album coming out. Chris Walla was a part of the production and the writing of that album. No release date for it soon, but a few remaining concert dates. One in Toronto at Riot Fest on September 7th, and the last one in Victoria for Rifflandia.
Well, it's sad news for Death Cab for Cutie fans, but at the same time, this might open up doors for Chris Walla, and you may get some new and great stuff coming up from him.
There you go.
All right, one more before we cut back to the charts in this hour of the program, and it is about a popular Netflix show, House of Cards, with a guest they're going to have on, and that's Pussy Riot. This should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, Pussy Riot, of course, the subject of some major political turmoil. Everyone is familiar with their show in Russia that got them jailed and that sparked sort of a worldwide issue, much debated. They are now, as we previously reported, suing Russia's government, but in the meantime, they're going to take part in some political fiction as well by appearing on Netflix's House of Cards. The White House drama is currently shooting in Baltimore for their next season, and it was there that Baltimore's city paper first reported that Nadia Tolokonikova and Maria Alekhina were going to be on the show. They were spotted on set. On the condition of maintaining their anonymity, a member of the show's production staff admitted that the two were on set for the show and that they will appear on the show's third season. Not sure yet who they will play, if it's themselves or other characters, but it should be interesting, something to see for fans of the show and fans of the band.
Yeah, it says here Netflix, the House Cards will return to Netflix in February, so something to look forward to. It'll be interesting to see if they do actually play themselves in some kind of creating some kind of mess for that show, and if anybody watches it, they know that the premise is very political driven. So something to look forward to indeed. All right, we are going to move on to more of the charts. We're going to be back with Steven in just a little bit, and I've got what's coming up next for you right now. You're going to hear Repeat Pleasure from How to Dress Well. They're sitting at number 15 this week, up from number 18 the week before. Their album, What Is This Heart? Stick around, you're listening to The Earshot 20.
Above that light. Now that I've known you, the truth could never come without your smile. But life should have warned you, living on is a limit left behind. And an innocent sigh, had wanted all of this to never subside. I never wanna miss a moment of life that you never. So strong to the night, and now I know.
in life. Now that I've known you, the truth could never come without your smile. But life shouldn't want you to leave it on this unlimited love behind. And an innocent sigh, it won't need all of this to never subside. I never wanna miss a moment alive. Without your nectar kiss, I was thrown to the night. And now I know.
Even when we get what we wanted, these hearts, babe, will never stop longing. Pleasure repeats on the night. Even broken, my heart will go on. I was the only kiss you wanted.
With Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 14.
We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20, and that was Triangle. Bad, Bad, Not Good, sitting at number 14 this week, dropping from number 8 the week before, their album titled 3, and again, the song called Triangle. And before that, at number 15, up from number 18 the week before, How to Dress Well, their album What Is This Heart, and you heard a song called Repeat Pleasure. Only three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we've counted down the first 10 of the National Top 20. And again, if you're just joining us, it is the Earshot 20, where we count down the National Top 20 from the National Top 50 of earshot-online.com. So you should definitely check out that website. Here it is, and we'll start with number 13. It's Bri Webb, down from number 7 last week, and the album titled Free Will. It's a song called Someplace I'm Supposed to Be. If you're supposed to be right here listening to this show, that's great. Keep it locked here. It's your number 13 spot. It will go to 12 next, and I'll be back one more time to cap it all off for you before we cut to the break. So stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
I got a dollar, says you be my man. If you forget the fear, you might lose your hand. But there's a part of our love that I don't understand. You find my name when your order's up. You weren't asking for a sign. You found a little money and said, I can afford the time. You know the cost of providence is hard currency. But there's some place I'm supposed to be. Got a job so we could make some plans. But the time and the money just keep changing hands. Now there's a part of our love that I don't understand. I'm gonna talk about it so our love is known. Serious world where all the money goes. The cost of providence is hard currency. And there's some place I'm supposed to be. I don't belong to you, you don't belong to me. But there's some place I'm supposed to be.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 12.
Will you call me your baby when you're holding my hand? But the way that you hurt me, I just don't understand. Well, you say that you need me like the ocean needs sand. But the way you mistreat me, I just don't understand.
just don't understand. You just don't understand.
Shot 20. Number 11.
Go. That was Leaning on Bells, number 11 this week from Chad Van Galen, down from number 2. Big drop for Chad Van Galen this week. Shrink Dust is the title of the album. And before that, it was I Just Don't Understand. Spoon making a debut on the charts this week at number 12. Pretty big debut. And the title of that album called They Want My Soul. And kicking off that set was Someplace I'm Supposed to Be, Bri Webb, and in at number 13 this week, down from 7th, the week before the album Free Will. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland, not in studio this week, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com for you. We do it every week out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station there, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time is when this show airs, and it's sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for airing this program. You can also find us on radioforall.net for download, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around, because in the next hour of the program, Stephen joins me again. We've got more about the album's coming your way, and your top 10 is what's next. We'll be right back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.